The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yes, let's go to Adam. A lot of rumours in relation to Theresa May. She had a very, very good meeting at that G20 with Donald Trump. Adam.
Yes, which got the headline, which was always going to happen, wasn't it? Theresa's Trump card. I can't imagine she's the only one who's had a Trump card in dealing with the American president around the world, but that's the headline that's grabbed a few. But also, yeah, you talk about rumours. I mean, a former cabinet minister, Andrew Mitchell's quoted as saying her leadership's dead in the water. There are claims of a stalking horse challenge afoot, or maybe that should be a stalking horse challenge a hoof. We also have a group of Conservative MPs who allegedly want to bring down Theresa May, allow Jeremy Corbyn a brief shot as PM, and then boost their party long term, which sounds like nonsense.
What?
And indeed, lots of stuff going around today, but the Justice Minister, David Lidington, put it rather well. He said, these rumours are down to too much sunshine and warm Prosecco.
Yeah, I agree. They're very lucky to have her. But against that, just assuming, in your judgment, were Theresa May to be challenged, who would succeed?
That's a very tricky one, because nobody would want up front to be seen to be stabbing her in the back. I mean, it was the same with Margaret Thatcher, that ultimately John Major, of course, was never going to directly challenge, but he kind of ended up rising to the top. So could really it be a Boris Johnson or a David Davis? It may just be somebody we haven't heard of. That's how Tony Blair got to be leader of the Labour Party. He came through on the rails. So at this stage, I'd find it almost impossible to guess.
I just reckon
there could be.
Yeah. Just a quick one, this terrible story about this online suicide game.
It is an extraordinary thing, a very sinister game called Blue Whale. Essentially, people finding themselves in an internet or social media group that encourages you to carry out a set of tasks, ultimately with some self-harming, and then you kill yourself at the end of it. It sounds like, how could you ever be involved in that? This began in Russia, but certainly the authorities in the UK are getting worried about it, and so far it's thought 130 people have died in Russia, Ukraine, Estonia, terrible. Kenya, Brazil and Argentina.
Awful.
Worryingly, it's spreading.
Yep, social media it's called. Well done, Adam. Adam Gilchrist in London.